know why we tell actors to break a leg, right? Because every play must have a cast.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Not long ago, about 34 billion people tuned in the Olympics to be inspired by the world's most dedicated and disciplined athletes, while they themselves reclined on their lazy boys chowing down gummy bears and dill pickle chips. After watching a little, I have a few tips for the committee. First, reconsider the Olympic race walking event. It just looks painful to me. Were these guys never quite fast enough to run? It looks like a whole lot of people in trouble looking for a bathroom. But try it yourself. You'll appreciate these athletes. Tip 2. Have an average person compete in each event. Put me in the walking race and viewers will admire how elite these competitors are. Just imagine a real person in the swimming competition. Announcer: in lane 4, we have the reigning Olympic champ and world record holder from Azerbaijan. And in lane 5, is that John Candy? Yes, he is waving to the Jamaican bobsled team from the 88 Olympics. He's a crowd favorite. The swimmers leap from the blocks and, oh my, John has done a belly flop and is floundering. Meanwhile, the rest of the pack is nearing the far wall, and at the turn, the Azerbaijani record holder is leading the Australian by 3 hairs and a freckle. And, oh no, John has gone under. The Azerbaijani is coming to John's rescue. The crowd is going bonkers as he performs CPR. Yes, he sacrificed gold to save a life. What a day. What a story. We can't top that. I quit. Stories are the best part of the Olympics. Athletes working through adversity and impossible odds, like Ni Chai Lian of China, who in 2024 became the oldest table tennis player to win a match. She was 61. Or Mo Farah, the British runner who in 2016 tripped and dramatically fell during the 10,000-meter race. The pack charged ahead, but against all odds, Mo got back up and overtook the field to win gold. Way to go! Then there's Abibi Bakila. Is that a great name or what? He was a last-minute addition to the Ethiopian team in Rome way back in 1960. But Abibi showed up at the marathon with no shoes. Fans and officials were shocked. He was about to run more than 42 kilometers shoeless? Good luck, buddy! No one gave him a lick of hope. Sure, he was disciplined, training hard day and night, but one look at his feet and people laughed. Can you identify? Others in the race seem more talented, more focused. You're tripped up by setbacks and shortcomings, ill-equipped for the task ahead. Well, Abibi Bakila focused not on his calluses, but on the course. Not on his feet, but the finish. And he set a world record, becoming the first Ethiopian to win a medal at the Games, padding along in his bare feet. And 4 years later in Tokyo, he beat his own record in a pair of Pumas. 1 Corinthians 9 says all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. In ancient times, athletes competed for a crown woven from leaves. But you and I compete for a crown of life, reserved for those who persevere. We may never grace an Olympic stage, but God has even greater things in store for those who love him. So, don't give up. If you're tempted to, think of those who lost to Abibi Bakila. I guess they all went down to defeat. Oh man, that was bad.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."